The Federal Communications Commission passed a landmark resolution last week, making low-income families eligible for a new federal subsidy for high-speed internet access. As WHYY's Kevin McCoy reports, one of the commissioners visited a Philadelphia public school today to emphasize the need for such a measure in an era of digital learning.
According to the Pew Research Center, about 7 in 10 teachers across the country assign homework that requires access to the internet. But more than 17% of families with school-aged children lack access to broadband in their homes.
That problem, where those numbers overlap, is what I call the homework gap.
FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel has been pushing for the federal government to help lessen this digital divide. She spoke to students and educators at String Theory Charter School's Center City campus.
If you want a fair shot at 21st century success, you're going to need to know how to use digital resources. You're going to need to be able to use them at home and at school.
At String Theory, every student receives an iPad that they can use 24/7. But some of the children are in that 17% lacking home access.
It really hurt my grades and my learning, actually. So in ninth grade, I wasn't really doing so well in the first couple quarters.
Junior Amrose Dorval, who lives in the Frankfurt section of Northeast Philadelphia, was in that position for most of her life. It wasn't until midway through her freshman year that she learned about Comcast's Internet Essentials program, where low-income families with kids can get internet for about $10 a month if they meet other eligibility requirements.
It really helped me. If you look at my grades from last year now, they're really improving, and I can see myself learning more and just doing better.
But Dorval's family still struggles to make ends meet, especially when bills spike for necessities like heat or water.
When it becomes too high and then they have to cut off the Wi-Fi for that month, then I'm screwed.
That happened this winter. So during December and January, Dorval stayed at school every day until 6 p.m. to finish her homework.
And then teachers would walk by and say, "Why are you still here?" I was like, "I need the internet."
Last week, Commissioner Rosenworcel and the two other Democrats on the five-member FCC panel approved a resolution making internet for families like the Dorvals practically free by offering a more than $9 monthly federal subsidy. Overall, as smartphones have grown in prevalence, the number of Americans with home broadband access has decreased in recent years. Rosenworcel warned against, though, putting too much stock in that trend.
No parent or teacher or student would think that it's optimal to sit around and do research, type a paper, apply for a job, apply for a scholarship, apply for college on a handheld device.
Kevin McCoury, WHYY News.